All right, Roger, JP on the bone, just getting started on Everyday 11 to 2. Good to have you guys along with us. Brett, our producer in the studio with us. And, of course, Monica and JR. We had a chance of not having Monica for a part of the show today because she had her big washing machine delivery. Right, Monica? That's what was this morning?
Did you get to go down on the delivery guy?
I would have loved to go down on the delivery guy if it meant that everything was going to be okay. I would have done it. I honestly would have.
Even if he was a big fat guy?
I don't care anymore.
Hairy guy, sweaty guy?
I just need to do laundry, dude. Who do I have to blow to get some laundry done? Like, literally this time.
You still don't have it done?
No. Oh, wait. I have a washer now. This is how ghetto... Oh, my life is such a joke right now.
Why? Wait, why?
I feel like it was just not even 2 months ago. You were doing backflips. I got approved for my new apartment.
Right.
I'm good. I'm moving in. JR's helping me. You know, this, that, and the other thing.
You're back talking to Jackhammer. Everything's good.
Right. What happened?
Everything was good except for the washer and dryer situation. So brand new dryer in there, and the guy comes with delivers the new washer and says, your water valves, something about the valves in the back are broken, so I can't take this washer out because I can't untake the hoses off or whatever, and so now this washer's going to have to stay here.
What?
So I'm like, well, what about the new washer? He's like, well, I'll deliver that. I'm like, well, where's it going to go?
Right.
And then, my life.
In the other place that the washer goes in the apartment? Is that where we're going?
Yeah, because my condo's that big. It's bigger than my apartment, but it ain't. So then he suggests, God bless him, the nicest guy you'll ever meet, but then he suggests, why don't you put it on your balcony? Yes, I'm the girl with the washer on my balcony. That is so ghetto. No. So bad.
Where is it?
So now, where am I going to put it? Either way, it's still ghetto, but I don't need everybody to see that I'm ghetto. There is a washer currently sitting in my kitchen right now. A washer in my kitchen, just like where the dining room table should be.
So help me understand this. Help me understand
so
this.
Embarrassing.
You now have two washing machines that you can't use?
Yep. Mocking me.
Oh, you're kidding.
They're both mocking me right now. One in my kitchen and one in the laundry room. Just completely mocking me.
I don't understand. Why couldn't he pull the old one out?
Because
he couldn't unattach the hoses? He can't turn the water off?
He said the valves are broken where the hoses are hooked up, and if he took out the hoses, there'd be water everywhere. So he has. So now I get to call someone and say, please fix the valve. The valves. And then apparently he's like, well, that's why your dryer's not plugged in either. I'm like, what? He's like, the vent for the dryer, when they took off the old one, broke it somehow or something. So now I need a new vent, and the valves need to be fixed.
Now you got to fight with the landlord again.
And your landlord already hates you.
Oh,
so.
You know what? My landlord can kiss my black ass. At this point, I have been
patient. Wait, I thought you were brown.
Whatever.
Right. Brown.
Shout out with the brown ass.
Wait, excuse me. Stop. I thought none of us was supposed to see color.
I can.
Yeah, she's black enough.
Okay.
Thank you. I have permission from both Puerto Rican black guy.
All right.
So now I have I can't even believe there's a I can't even think about it. I really can't think about it.
You didn't get to go down on the delivery guy.
No sex.
Total nightmare.
No. And I was so excited about doing laundry tonight. Still no laundry. Two washers, one dryer.
Total fail.
Just a fail all. And I was so happy. I'm like, they're coming at 9:30. I won't have to miss work. This is going to be great.
It'll be installed. You can run a wash while you're at work.
Stupid naive,
all these plans.
Monica. Oh, stupid.
So now you still have 5 weeks of dirty laundry?
Still have. The good news that we can count is that I still have, 35 pairs of panties. Because I still have three left, and this is day 32. So
okay.
It's a lot of days.
I remember when I guess it was like a year or so ago, I was folding laundry, and I was doing my daughter's stuff. And I remember coming into work the next day and going, Raj, my daughter's got like 40 pairs of underwear. 40.
Yep.
That's insane. She's 7, whatever it was at the time.
You're in
7
so much
or 8.
Trouble.
Like, yeah, whatever it was. I'm like,
but
how
she's 13. You know, you're going to recognize it.
And I go to my wife and I remember putting them all on the bed. I'm like, there is no reason for a little girl who gets her laundry done all the time to have this much underwear.
That's right.
Well, you know, we shop and she sees stuff she likes. And I go, how about you say it's a magical word?
No.
No.
But are any of them thongs? That's the question.
You don't, not at that age.
Not yet.
I'm just saying they make them. They make them.
Not for little girls like that. No
7,
way.
8-year-old, yeah.
No way.
Not in this household right there.
Yeah.
I would wrap it around my wife's neck.
Well, you don't want her to have panty lines, do you?
Yep. I sure do.
Right. You want to look like she's wearing gym shorts.
Yeah.
You want her to
I
have
do not care. Bulky, wrinkly.
You know what?
Can't tell where the ass is. Gym short underwear.
Make them out of burlap. And I'm cool with it.
No kidding.
Why don't you see if you can have Jackhammer's wife do your laundry?
You know what?
Well, she got the rest of the families to do. What's one more load?
I'm not having a crappy day. The last 2 hours have been crappy. You're going to pile on, JP? Thank you. I appreciate that. I need is a handy person to come out and do the, and then like turn off the valve or whatever, fix the vent, and take away the washer. Stick it all in and hook it all up.
Right.
Ask and you shall receive. Bobby on line one. What's going on, Bobby?
Oops. Oh, my
God. How's it going, guys?
What's
hey,
up, Bobby?
So she's got an easy fix for this. All she has to do is turn off the water to the unit, the whole unit, and then she bleeds out the pressure.
Right.
And then when she unscrews the hose, there won't be any water on the floor.
That's what I don't understand. You just turn off the water, disconnect the hose, pull the thing out. It's not rocket science. This is simple stuff. I don't understand why the guy couldn't do it. Yeah. Maybe I'm missing something.
Right, exactly.
Roger Goodwrench over here all of a sudden. Yeah, you just bleed the lines and you shut the water off.
You guys are speaking another language. Yeah. What is the unit, close, water, hose, what? I got nothing.
I turned out as soon as he said all you have to do is.
I will pay attention to another hose if someone will come over and handle my hoses because I don't care anymore.
Well, you should do hashtag handy for a handy.
Yeah.
handy for a handy.
There you go. You can change your situation.
Person, like literally.
You can change your situation with a hashtag. If we can change the world with a hashtag, you can definitely change your current situation with a hashtag.
Help me, please.
I'm your handyman.
I'm telling you, it's handy for a handyman.
Okay.
Brett, you nailed it, Brett.
Right?
Yeah.
It's a good hashtag. Go for it.
You're going to have a line outside your door.
I'm a hooker.
Eddie's online, too. He wants to help you. Go ahead, Eddie.
Hey, how's it going? I've been doing this 27 years. I can help her. I won't even charge her anything, and I won't even try to hit on her. So, it'll be good.
Boring.
No. See, no, Eddie's a good guy. Eddie, I would, of course, pay you. Well, my landlord will pay you, but, you know.
Eddie, why are you lying, man? You had a hidden agenda. You're like, I'm hoping she gives me a handy right when I come in.
Right.
It's not that big of a deal. I mean, you can almost use the existing hoses. Just pinch them and then hook up the washer, and that'll solve that quickly.
Eddie, just walk in there with your penis out. Boom. Pull it right out. Pull it right out.
Stop it. Now, see, this is what you guys do to nice people.
No, he's not trying to be nice.
Just off the air, give her my number, and I'll take care of it at her convenience. And it shouldn't
there you go.
Long,
JR, put her on hold.
I love you. I love you, Eddie.
So nice of Eddie.
Eddie, you just saved my whole life, because then I had to make a ton of phone calls. I've already called 3 people on the way to work talking about
I don't know. I don't trust Eddie.
No?
I don't know.
Well, JR, go do it. Because if somebody comes in for a service call, it's going to be $90 to walk in the door to put a kink in the hose, to disconnect it, and then connect the other washer. It's like,
you know what,
doesn't
JR?
Make any sense.
Don't let the white man tell you what to do.
Well,
he's right there. JR, go do it.
Speaking of someone with another agenda, he can't wait to get in her apartment.
Throw a little F-U honky. That's what that is. Yeah. Who are you?
What? He's the guy right there. JR is a good guy. He would take care of this. He could do it in 2 seconds.
Yeah, nothing wrong
if
with
he doesn't, he doesn't trust Eddie, get in there. Just take care of him.
No, I think JR should come over for a cocktail or something. We're just hanging out. And that way, if Eddie tries anything, there's at least a boy there.
Just get in there and put it in. All right, JR, seriously, though, if you can get the information for him, you're going to help that.
That would be so grateful.
I already got it.
Steve on line 4. Good, Steve.
Hey. Hey, Steve here. Hey, I used to work for Lowe's Home Delivery. I know all about that stuff. Have my own hand cart and all. So, like they said, you turn off the line to the unit there. You swap out the valve. Easy as pie. Hook up the new lines and you're good to go.
All right. He has his own hand cart,
Steve,
Monica.
Steve does have a hand cart. And
you'll be banging on the washing machine in no time.
leave it in the middle of the kitchen to make a show out of it.
Oh, it's just awful. It's honestly, it's in the middle of the kitchen right now. It's awful. It's just embarrassing. I can't even believe.
How much do you hate this apartment right now?
I was fine with everything, and then I'm driving to work today, and I'm like, man, this has been nothing but a pain in my ass from the get. But once this is done, it's awesome. I love every single thing about everything. Right. It's just
off to a rough start.
You think your relationship with your landlord is going to get progressively better?
It can't get worse, so it's got to go
up.
Bad, huh? At this point, his daughter, because he's out of the country a lot or whatever, so I mainly deal with his daughter, and she goes to, like, USF or something, so she doesn't care or get it. And so at this point, I know she hates my guts, and I couldn't care less. I just want it fixed. Like, I don't need right. to. That's what I told her. I'm like, if we could just take care of this, you will never have to hear from me again. Like, I'll handle stuff on my own.
Right. But
exactly.
But you're asking a 20-something-year-old girl to care. Yeah.
And she's not. And so then I'm like, so now I just harassed her until just let me do it. Like, I will make the phone calls. I will do it all. Just you handle the payment part, and I will handle the rest. Take charge.
Good luck, Chica.
I know. What am I going to do? I was so excited about doing laundry today.
Listen, you have these two guys on the line. Maybe you guys both vet these guys and take the best one who can come by this afternoon and take care of it, so you're done.
I want to talk to the guy, Matt, on line one. He's talking about 13-year-old prostitutes from the Philippines.
What?
Matt, what do you got?
Hey, guys.
I don't know. What's up, Matt?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey.
Is this
call
going to get... Philippines on vacation a few years back there. And in certain sections of the Philippines there, you could go anywhere down the road, and there was girls prostituting themselves from the age of 9 to 13.
Ew.
Like, as young as 9.
What part of anything we've been talking about...
I was wondering that as well.
Me too.
...prompted you to call in about 13-year-old Filipino prostitutes? We were talking about washing machines.
About, like, shopping for your 9-year-old daughter there.
Oh, with the...
He chose to hear that.
My 9-year-old brought you to 13-year-old Filipino prostitutes?
And thongs.
You pervert.
So, and even in the news there, too, like, they're developing bras for 9-year-olds out in Britain already.
Matt's on the cutting edge.
Yeah, you're freaking me out.
Yeah, Matt, you're scaring me.
I don't have a good picture either.
Yeah. JR, write that phone number down.
Yeah. How does he know about girls' bras in Britain?
Picture in a basement with wood paneling from the 70s. Moldy-smelling couch.
9-year-old girls' bras. You know what's
this
funny?
Guy's sleeping on it.
My wife got a text message. Her best friend lives, like, from growing up, lives in Fort Myers. And they're on vacation. And they're in Disney World this week, right?
Mm-hmm.
And my wife gets a text message. It says, "Oh my God, is Isabella getting pubes?"
Who said that?
Her best friend. Hold on a second. Listen to me.
Okay.
Listen to me. Her best friend. We have kids the same age.
Yeah.
When we get together, the kids play like they've known each other forever.
Right.
So they're on vacation, and I guess was helping her daughter with something, and you know. They're at the age now where they start getting a little bit more private, so she might not have seen her daughter's parts that way in a little while.
Yeah.
And I guess went in to help her with something, and next thing you know, my wife shows me this text message that says, "Oh my God, does Isabella have pubes?" And I was like, "Holy Christ."
That's the strangest text message you'll ever get.
Listen, I know this stuff is all coming down the pike. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know it is, but I live in this little happy place where these things are just going to... You know,
happen without you
take
knowing.
Take care of itself.
Yes.
And all is good.
Yes.
So then.
What a horrible question.
You know, and then
I don't think I can think of one worse.
Right. And something happened. I don't know why it got off, but she goes, she said, "You know, I left Isabella a book." I'm like, "What are you talking about?" Mm. You know, she goes, "I left a book about girls and what happens." I'm like, "Listen, this is your thing. You own this one."
Yeah.
She's like, "I'm just telling you."
Don't even tell me.
No, I don't need to know anything about it. Nothing.
Oh, yeah. I never knew if Susan left
her
book.
Well, you want to at least know the highlights.
No.
Like,
listen,
when she gets her period.
I got the boy.
You want to just be informed. You don't need to know details, but like.
I don't want to know nothing.
You don't know.
I don't want to know.
Do you want to know when she knows what's going on? Like, so that you have some concept of where she's at in her life?
I want to know. That she knows how to not get pregnant.
Okay.
That's the only thing I want to know.
That's it.
That's the only thing I want to know.
What about,
if my wife decides, I don't want to know any of it.
When she gets a bra for the first time, these are milestones.
What part of this are you getting?
You need to know.
I'm obviously going to know when she needs to get a bra. I'm not a moron and I'm not blind.
You're going
to
know when she's wearing her first bra.
She'll get it before that, though. You don't just get boobs and then the bra. You get the bra because...
I fold the goddamn laundry. I know what's there. I know that part. I'm talking about the inner workings of the... parts that makes you girls crazy. That stuff. I don't want to know anything about it. I really don't. And I know this sounds moronic, but I'm telling you, ignorance. Remember we played that audio the other day. I guess it was probably Friday, of that guy whose 16-year-old daughter had hickeys all over her body. Mm-hmm. Remember the, you know?
Yep, that poor guy.
And then he went on and told the whole world that the guy who was banging her was a pedophile, but, mm-hmm. you know, meanwhile...
Even though legally he wasn't.
Legally he wasn't. Mm-hmm. The whole deal. And I'm just saying, like, I don't want to know, I don't want to know mm-hmm. anything. And I said to Raj, I go, you know, do I think my daughter is going to be sexually active at 16 in some way, shape, or form? Maybe not with intercourse, but with mm-hmm. some sort of
something,
making out, touching,
some
doing whatever. Right. But I don't want to know about it. I don't want to know. Because here's the deal. It's just like anything else in my life. When I know something, then I have to act. Ooh. If I don't know it, ignorance.
You can play ignorance.
Dude, ignorance, I'm telling you, is bliss. Mm. Bliss. It's got to be. Like, you didn't know anything, right? Nothing.
No, I knew after she had talked to them, I knew when they got their first period. I knew when they got their bra. You just knew.
Those are the highlights, though. You got it.
Highlight of what? Listen.
I don't know if they're highlights.
Listen, there's no guy where you say, tell me about the greatest moments of your daughter growing up. Said, when she got her period, it was magical.
She's a woman now.
Get the hell out of here.
It was more like, if you notice her mood different today, I'm like, really? Yeah. All right. And then from then on, it was like, that's just normal now. You know?
Right.
Just, it's going to happen.
So,
and I knew when, and that was it.
One of her friends just got it, too. It's like, ugh.
And she's getting pubes. It's happening, Jake.
No, not mine. Mine isn't.
Don't say pubes.
Mine didn't get, mine, as far as I know, doesn't have
right.
anything.
It's the
there.
Friend's
it's
kid.
It's the friend's kid, yeah. yeah.
So she know they're not far behind.
Right.
Horrible.
Right.
Was that pubes popping up?
Yeah, none of that.
It's a new day.
Yeah. Because you know, because here's what's going to happen. Because she's going to get hair there, then she's going to get hair under her arms. Mm. Then my shaving cream goes missing. Mm-hmm. Then my razors go missing. I know how this all
now,
works.
Do you have rules about when she gets to shave her legs? Because my mom was strict.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
She left you hairy for a while,
right? Way too long. And I got long, black Mexican hair, so it was not pretty at all.
Because I'll pull on my daughter's. Like, my daughter's got hair on her legs, and I pull on the hair all the time.
Oh, really?
She gets
ow.
Oh, then it's close.
What?
It's
close.
I was going to say to you that that's the next thing I was going to say was when you start noticing hair on your daughter's legs, yep.
not
you know.
Blonde.
Yeah, it's but, like, when there. It starts really, like, getting there, you're like, uh-oh, it's got to be coming.
No.
They start, yeah.
Stop.
Yeah.
Yes, I
no,
swear.
She's had hair on her legs.
That's the first
time
I knew was from the hair on her legs. So I was going to tell you, that's a tip.
11, 12 years old is right around the time when girls are
maybe
asking
10.
About shaving their legs.
Girls are gross. That's what I know. That's what I've taken from all this.
Yeah. High maintenance as far as the rest of it
the
goes.
The whole thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bing.
Oh, TV with the little finger up.
You know, I wonder if that's a thing. I wonder if parents, do you remember how years ago we started doing stories of parents, a handful of that were buying their daughters boobs for graduation or for yeah. or 16 mm-hmm. or 18 birthdays and stuff like that. I wonder if parents are doing like laser hair removal for the girls.
Okay.
Yeah.
You
maybe.
Because I'm telling you.
I haven't heard of it. I mean, it's expensive, right?
And so. I'm telling you, Nicole, if for some reason you're listening now, if you come to me telling me you want laser hair removal for our daughter, I'm going to tackle you down a flight of stairs. you know?
Well, if it's on her face or something, you're good with it, right? Like, if she has, like, heavy blonde coverage here or whatever, you want it.
She's not part Sasquatch.
Her arms, in case she has, like, man hair on her arms.
She
you want
no.
stick a little off it?
No.
None of it?
But she is a talent.
JR, proceed with caution. if anybody's gonna overstep it, it's gonna be you.
So, Riera, you're saying yeah, but she.
But she is Italian. Aren't Italians kind of hairy, a little bit? Mm. I mean, let's be honest. Like in reality,
general.
Right? Yeah, right.
As a stereotype.
My daughter is a perfect angel.
Right.
Just asking. Just asking.
Nice hair.
it's all just so weird. The whole thing
yeah.
is weird.
Yeah. There's always stuff coming. There's always stuff changing. It's just the way. Once it starts, it's just how it goes.
I don't understand how you don't want to know, she said to me. How do you not want to know?
Well,
the same way you're not going to want to do your son's laundry when he turns 12.
Ew.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Right. When you could crack his socks.
What's with all the socks?
Oh. Right.
How do boys know to use socks? Like, does someone tell
you
them?
You grab what's around.
Why is it always a sock?
Because what else is
That's
around?
That's the stereotype, you know?
Socks, T-shirts, towels.
Jeez.
Anything.
12, though? That's a bit young, no?
13?
I don't know. That seems young.
How does mom not know? Like, why would you? Like, I never got in that habit as a kid because you don't want mom to.
Mom does
your wash.
Because your mother's never going to say anything to you. What is she going to say? Stop whacking it? She knows it's impossible.
Oh, God.
It's as uncomfortable for her as it is for you.
Yeah. Why would you?
Now, me being me,
yeah.
If I find my son stuff like that now, I'm calling him out. You know?
Oh, come on.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, he's going to be mentally tortured.
Absolutely.
Why would you do that, knowing full well he's just awkward and embarrassed?
Because I can.
He's so mean.
It's a gift.
Now, does your wife want to know about your son stuff like that?
I don't know.
Will she buy him condoms or, like, you know what I mean?
But what?
Will she in the future, you mean?
Yeah, not now, obviously. Yeah, no, but I mean, when it comes around to that time, will she buy him condoms? Will she put your daughter on birth control? These are all...
Listen, the birth control thing is a... That's a whole...
Oh, that's another whole can of worms.
Right.
Horrible decisions, every one of them.
While I think giving a kid birth control is responsible, I also think it's...
What does it feel like?
I also think it's like welcoming the devil into your house.
It's like a free pass.
Yeah.
But JP...
That's the other half of it,
yeah,
right?
It's like giving him a free pass to just throw it all around school.
No.
But JP, remember, it's eventually going to happen anyway, so it's either you're going to teach him the right way, or you're just going to let him go off and on their own and let them figure it out on themselves.
Yeah, you don't want your kid to be the first 15-year-old to go, I got birth control. Woohoo! Look, I'm free! Yeah. That's not the part. No.
No. No.
But you guys know. It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Yeah, they're,
come on.
Right. They live in New York. Come on, let's be honest.
But, listen, I don't care where you live. It's going to happen. But you don't want to be the first kid. I mean, you want to wait as long as possible.
You don't want to be the first pregnant kid either. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
But hopefully you brought up your kid not to be the first pregnant kid. You know?
Exactly.
You hope.
But that's what makes it okay to buy them birth control, because you know you raised them right and that they're not going to do that. Unless they are in love or whatever you tell them.
Yeah. Whatever thing you tell them. Oh, it's so...
I'm shaking. And JR, you talk too much.
It's like walking through a minefield, a live minefield. It really is.
I don't even know. If my daughter was 17 and my wife put her on birth control, what am I going to do? You know? How different is it from me throwing my 17-year-old son condoms before he goes out?
Yeah.
No different.
You know?
To this day, I don't know details. I don't want to know.
Right.
That's the one thing Susan never mentioned to me. And you know what? I didn't really ask.
Did they
and
go
if
to
I
Susan?
Did, she probably told me. Don't worry about it.
I tell you this. I don't need none of that baby's making
stuff. I trust her judgment.
Yeah. Oh, man.
No, it's on her judgment. She's really good at this. You take care of that. I don't want to know.
I don't trust her judgment.
Oh, I do.
No.
Yeah. So far, so good.
You did good.
No, so far, so good. By the way, we have Aries hanging on the line, ready for after break. He has a daughter. He says he's going through puberty. I'd like to hear that story.
That sounds like a good time.
All right, Roger, JP on the bone. Real Raw Radio. Roger, JP on the bone. Real Raw Radio. Any of you people who have daughters probably relate to a lot of what we were just talking about. JP's daughter's 10, and, you know, my daughter's already went through it. They're 23 and 21 and a half or something, and it's a tough time for a dad going through. And a lot of dads, like you said, you don't want to know anything. I totally took that, and I knew a little bit, but I didn't mind not knowing at all what was going on. I let my wife handle it. And
the difference
the
is,
the girl
though,
stuff just is beyond me. You know?
The difference is, though, I'm way more of a control person than you are.
Right.
It's a natural role for you to just step back and let things happen, just get involved as you need to get involved.
I do it easier than you do.
I'm more of a, I'm involved in the details kind of dude, and now I just don't want to be that.
You don't want to get your hands involved in menstruation?
Nope.
If you talk to your daughter about it, please don't call it menstruation. Please.
What am I supposed
makes
to,
it even
what am I
more
supposed
awkward.
To call it?
Period. Just, it makes it way more. Don't call it your special friend.
Yeah.
Don't say you're a woman now.
And don't call it a virgina.
Don't call it a virgina.
Who would call it that?
I know.
JR, your vacation can't come super soon enough. When are you? Today's your last day?
Oh.
Yes, sir.
Cool.
Look at that.
Trust me, I'm rushing out of here.
Yeah, bye.
Hey.
Hey, don't let the door hit you in the ass. Aries on line one. What's up, Aries?
I'm going to miss you.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? How you doing?
What's up, my man?
All right. Well, yeah, me and my daughter's mother, and I was surprised to hear my daughter say that. She's only 13. Mm-hmm. And I was really surprised for her little first doctor's visit to the lady doctor, mm-hmm. like I like to call it. We went down there and come to find out, like, you know, when she came back and her mother told me, she said, well, you know, she's got hair down there and this and that. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, my God. I was like, no, not my baby. No way. Like, there's no way in the world that you know, that's happening. So, and by the way, Italian girls are very hairy because Jennifer Bertucci that I used to bang in New York. she was very hairy.
Jennifer Bertucci. What if she's listening right now, Aries? Way to go.
Oh, please, you know how many Jennifer Bertucci's there is? Come on, please.
Does she have a hairy mustache or hairy arms or hairy everywhere, Aries?
No, hairy arms, hairy, everything. Well, this was in junior high school, so, you know, trust me. I don't think they knew about, you know, shaving down there and pruning, if you want to be nice. Yeah, but no, definitely.
You did not take your daughter to the lady doctor, did you?
Oh, we went together.
Oh, you went together.
See?
I didn't go in the room, of course. I didn't go in the room. I don't want to see that. Oh, no. That's none of my business. Like JP said... Yeah, I sat there, read Highlights magazine and whatever.
Exactly right.
Yeah. I can see him sitting in the lobby with like a lollipop and an issue of Girl's Life.
Yeah. I'm just like, oh God, this is terrible. I was like, cause I already know, but like you said about the birth control thing and stuff like that. I said, and my daughter, she's a pretty big girl for her age. She looks a little older than what you would see the normal 13-year-old look like and stuff like that. And, you know, I'm not blind. Like I said, I have eyes. I'm like, oh, God, I know the boys are probably just digging at her all day and stuff like that or whatever. So if you would try to give her birth control or something like that, like JP said, it's a help and it's also a gateway.
Right.
It's so like, invitation. Oh, yeah, well, right. Because it's like, hey, well, like, I can go ahead and do what I want.
No, you can't.
Not around me. Well, luckily for her, I live down in Fort Myers, and she lives all the way in Richmond, Virginia. Because mm-hmm. if not, trust me, I would be locked up. Because I'm pretty sure I would have took a shotgun to any one of these cats that try to deal with my daughter. I already know it.
I'm going to tell a quick little story that's going to sound very strange coming from me.
All right.
I got in my wife's truck the other day, and she had Backspin on from Sirius XM. It's like a old school hip hop rap kind of thing.
Okay.
And the dude was doing an interview with one of the guys from Bone Thugs and Harmony. I don't know if it was like Lazy Bones or Busy Bones. I don't know which bone it was, or if it was a Thug or Harmony guy. I have no idea.
Yeah.
But the guy,
Dirty Bones.
Whatever. The guy doing the interview is now. I remember when they came out. I was probably in my 30s maybe, I guess, something like that. I don't know how old these guys are. But the guy doing the interview said to them, are any of you guys a grandfather?
Oh, yeah.
And he turned around and said, I'm a great-grandfather.
Wow.
And he's like, you know, I started sending my seed in when I was 15 years old and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like,
did it at 15. Let's assume he got a girl pregnant. So his son or daughter had to get someone pregnant at 15 again.
Yeah. You see what I'm saying? There's a cycle.
And then...
Oh, no. Yeah. You got to break that, man.
That's what I'm talking about. Not that there's a cycle in my house, but I heard that going. I'm like, not on my watch.
No, sir. Hey, like I said, I live all the way down here. My two sons live in New York.
Yeah, we got to keep you separate.
My daughter lives in Virginia. I caught that one, Roger. Yeah, my daughter lives in Virginia and stuff like that. And like I said, she's a beautiful girl, beautiful young lady and stuff like that.
It's not easy.
I really wasn't prepared for that, man. I was like, oh, God. I always remember, you know, holding her and rocking her to sleep and stuff like that. I don't want nobody else touching her and, you know, trying to rock her to sleep. No way.
Right.
Yeah. But I'll rock anybody else's daughter to sleep. That's like
that's so wrong. Come on,
it's like two parts of your brain.
It's not wrong.
It's a double standard. It does exist. It does exist. It's a double standard.
So
I totally understand it.
What age is it then? Is it going to be appropriate? In her 20s then? 30s?
Never. Not for me.
I hope my daughter's a lesbian, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
And I'm not even joking. Not even joking. I just
hope we can both hang out. Yeah. We can both hang out and pick up chicks.
Right. Fall in love with like one of those
she
like,
would
really
still have
chicks.
Sex. She would still get.
That's fine.
Okay. Why is that?
It just is. I can't explain
it's
it.
Okay.
It is.
I'm with you, JP. I'm sorry, brother. Great minds think alike. Yep.
Right on,
there you
Aries.
Go.
Take care, brother.
Thank you, Aries.
Yo, you guys have a good one, man. Take it easy.
He was talking about going to the girl doctor.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand any dude that wants that job.
Yeah, I never went with Susan to take
it.
Them.
Like,
never.
Why does any guy, if he can go into any field of medicine?
Oh, that.
Why the hell would you want to be a gynecologist?
You'll never not have customers. Any field of medicine is going to have its gross or bad parts.
You can be a podiatrist. You're never going to not have customers as long as people have feet.
I know, but then you're going to deal with people's feet?
Well, you got to deal with rotten vaginas?
I'd rather deal with vaginas than feet.
Oh,
feet are horrible.
No. Dude, no.
Have you seen, if you go in a foot doctor's office, the pictures on the wall of the rot? Oh.
Yeah, but
it's
not
bad.
All. That's
what
the
was
thing.
What was the blue thing? Remember? The vagina thing. Remember the blue? Was it the
blue waffle?
The blue waffle.
Oh, God.
Remember that?
Yeah, well, that's probably the worst thing you can deal with, I'm sure.
It might be. It might not be.
I'm
how
sure
do you
feet
know?
Have
I'm
that stuff,
about,
too.
As a guy, any field of medicine is available to you. Like, what can say, you know what? I want to help women who have vagina problems.
Yeah, when there's problems, I mean, it's one thing just to go for the annual checkup, but when there's actual problems, it is not a pretty sight. I'm just telling you right now. It is not fun
it's all
at
bad.
All.
And
sorry, Doc.
Yeah. Chevette is online, too. We haven't heard from Chevette in a little while. She's always very entertaining. Hi, Chevette. How are you?
Hi, gentlemen. How are you? Hi, Monica. Hi, JL.
Hey, girl.
Hey. So I'm listening to your story, and I had to call and tell you this real quick. Okay, so when my son was 15, he got recruited to the Marines. He wanted to go. So the little guy comes over and does the fake ass fab in our living room with, like, the happy little family that we are, and he starts asking all these questions. And he gets to, are you sexually active? So my son, who never lies, and believe me, you want a kid that lies. You don't want to hear everything. So he says to them, yeah. And so I'm freaking out. Oh, God, he's having sex. Oh, my God. So the next question is, are you using protection? So my son looks at me, looks at the daddy, and says, nah. Oh, what is he? No. No, and he says, I really don't got good. Okay. So I go to Sam's Club, be a good little mommy, get the biggest box of Trojans I can find, put him on the bed, wait a little bit, week or two goes by, there's one gone out of the package. So now I'm mad. Son, why aren't you using these condoms? He looks at me and says, they're too small.
He needs those magnums.
I'm done with you. You talk about a mad father. When I told his father that,
were they fine for your husband? You had to get your son the bigger ones.
His father probably puffed his chest out. I was like, you're goddamn right.
It was amazing. My husband was safe at the time when he found that out. He was so mad. You've never seen a man so mad.
But I didn't understand a word you just said. It sounded.
Her husband was really mad.
Riveting.
Yes. He said my son was a liar. Like, that's so funny. I'm going to cut you off. And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, I know why you're mad.
Shorty.
Take care, Chevette.
Thanks, Chevette.
Bye-bye.
Always a good story, man. She's funny. Thank you, Chevette, very much. Roger and JP show on the Bone, Real Raw Radio.
Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.